What I have a problem with is this thing that you gave me.
Evidence isn't adding up.
Who wrote this?
Can I see it again?
You could see it three times.
And a paper trail leads to trouble.
Who prepared this piece of false evidence?
What?
Yeah, that would be you. Gotta have a good memory when you make up evidence.
Judge Judy.
Let me tell you why I don't feel sorry for you at all, Miss Cuevas.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Letty Cuevas is suing former tenant Roxanne Trevino for unpaid rent and for damaging her rental home.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 354 on the calendar, the matter of Cuevas versus Trevino.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Cuevas, the defendant is a former tenant of yours who you claim damaged your property to an extent that it exceeded any security deposit that you had, and you want money. Ms. Trevino denies that. She's got a counterclaim, which is sort of foolish. She said that she actually enhanced your property, and she wants to be compensated for whatever she did to enhance the property. So I'm telling you, with regard to your counterclaim, unless you had a contract with the plaintiff that provided that if you enhanced her property, mm-hmm. put in carpeting, put in shower rods, all these things that you say you did put in when you were there, then you do not have a claim against her for the improvements that you made to her property while you were living there for your own comfort. Do you understand? I'm asking if you understand.
Yeah, I don't agree, but I understand, yes.
Well, you don't have a lawsuit because tenants very often enhance the property that they're living in if the property looks as if it needs painting and the landlord isn't going to paint because it's not the right time. Landlord will give permission if the tenant wants to paint at their own cost, but tenant isn't entitled to be reimbursed for that. Now, do you understand? You didn't have an agreement with her because I read your papers carefully. Okay. Now, how long was Ms. Trevino your tenant?
You know, normally my tenants stay anywhere from a year.
Listen to me very carefully. I have lots of things to do.
Okay.
And I like the Reader's Digest version of everything. Okay. This is not one of those shows that goes on forever. Now, when was she your tenant?
She was only there 4 months.
When did she move in?
She moved in August 1st.
Did she have a month-to-month lease? What was her rent?
Was $15.95.
When she moved in, how much money did she give you?
She gave me a one-month security deposit and her first month's rent.
I apologize, but my rent was not $15.95. My rent was $15.50.
$15.50?
Yes, not $15.95. I have the rental contract
that shows it.
I have my copy and Letty's original that she never took with her. There's both.
You never gave me a copy?
Don't speak to her.
Your Honor, I have a signed copy that's $15.95, so if we did change it, she never gave me...
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Who filled out this agreement?
It was Letty and I. We were standing side by side.
Wrote it out.
Letty.
She did?
Yes.
Bird, would you do me a favor, please?
Sure.
Would you please have the plaintiff write on here her name? I want it printed. And the word dishwasher. And I want you to do it quickly. Your name printed and the word dishwasher. And then I want you to write the word Gabby. In print. Now I'll take a look at it. Thank you. Who wrote this?
Can I see it again?
You can see it three times.
Your Honor, I'm not.
That's what you wrote.
Yeah,
that's what you wrote. Thank you. Now I'll take it back. So that's your handwritten. It says 1550.
Initials. I have no problem with that. That's okay.
Well, I'm very glad that you have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is this thing that you gave me. That's what I have a problem with. We understanding each other now, Ms. Cuevas?
Yes.
Perfect. So now we know that your rent is $1,550, not $1,595. Gotta have a good memory when you make up evidence. Okay, so she lived in your premises for 4 months on the month-to-month lease, and the rent was $1,550 a month. She gave you the first month's rent and a month's security deposit. The month's security deposit was to go towards any damages. She moved in August 1st, so she paid you for August. In what month did she move out?
Your Honor, she didn't give me a 30-day notice.
In what month did she move out?
In December.
January, Your Honor.
January what?
January 6th. It was a Sunday. Okay. January 6th.
January. August rent she paid. September's rent she paid. October's rent she paid. November's rent she paid. Did she pay December's rent?
She did.
December's rent she paid. So right now she's there 5 months. And she's paid you for 5 months' rent. Did you move in on August 1st?
Yes, I did.
And you moved out January 6th?
Yes.
Then you are responsible for January's rent, right?
Well, she prorated me, so I didn't think I was responsible for it.
Your Honor.
Just a second. Show me that she prorated your rent. Not that you gave her a prorated rent, but show me that...
No, she gave me a prorated amount, so
I'd like to take a look at it.
It's right here for this. She has 7 days. It was 6 days.
Your Honor, the contract says she has to give a 30-day notice.
Yes, you are required to give a 30-day notice of your intention to leave the premises, which you did not do. So she's entitled to keep a month's rent. That's what she's entitled to do because you didn't give her a month's notice. So she had the $1,550 that you gave her as a security deposit that she kept. Now, what she's suing for then, I assume, are damages that are in excess of any other money. Let me see what damages you claim the defendant did to the property. So I would like you to show me photographs when she moved in and when she moved out.
Your Honor, I'd like to bring up my husband. He's the one that remodeled the property
No, listen to me. I want to see photographs.
There's a before and here's after.
Show the beginning house.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
I want to see photographs of the
date. Before, there's after.
When she moved in. Would you show these to Ms. Trevino and ask if this is what the premises looked like when she moved in?
No, Your Honor, this is what the premises looked like when I moved out. And how do I know this? Because when I moved in, this had been painted. When I left, I had used it all that winter, and I tried scrubbing this fireplace, and this was what I left. So this is an after. This is not before. This is the condition, Honor.
Just a second.
This is the condition, Honor, that I left it in, that my daughter and I spent her birthday.
Just a second. I'm just asking you. Those photographs are not dated. So all I'm asking you is this what the premises looked like when you moved in?
No.
No. Okay.
Not true.
And these are not dated photographs. Cool. They're just copies of something.
That's why I brought the witness, Your Honor, too. He's the one that did all the work.
Listen to me.
Okay.
This is your husband?
Yes. He's a contractor.
Who prepared this piece of false evidence?
I did. What?
Yeah. You. That would be you.
I didn't prepare anything of false evidence.
Yes,
if
you
anything,
did.
I changed it, maybe lowered
to
it.
To help her.
To help her. Yes.
No, yep. This is more, not less. This is more.
I don't know. I'm saying we might have done that first and then changed it to the $1,550. She was actually a family friend recommended, believe it or not.
We gave her a break, it was. We originally started high and dropped it.
I don't falsify anything, Your Honor. That's ridiculous.
Let me ask you this question. How much rent did she pay you? She's got the receipt. How much rent did she pay you in November?
No,
Look here.
It is $1,550.
Well,
I
but...
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy?
Myself.
So you paid her life insurance, which you were the beneficiary, for a foster child. I never heard of something so ridiculous in my life. Put your hand down.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lenny Cuevas says, former tenant Roxanne Trevino damaged her home, and moved out owing rent. Roxanna's countersuing for improvements she made to Letty's home.
Now, I don't know what these are pictures of.
Those are pictures of damage. You know, she had her granddaughter living there. That's paint on stucco. That property was completely remodeled. I mean,
I want to see the photographs on the day she moved in.
Those are the photographs that I have.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's not my question to you. My question to you is, I want to see the photographs of the day she moved in. Now, if you don't have those photographs, then say, I don't have them. But don't pass them off and say, this is what I have.
I didn't take any
well,
of the day she moved
let me
in.
Tell you,
was
Cuevas,
not painted
let me tell
like
you
that.
What, let me tell you why I don't feel sorry for you at all, Ms. Cuevas. I don't feel sorry for you at all because she stayed there for 6 days. And because she didn't give you 30 days notice, and I assume she did tell you around Christmas time that she had to move because she couldn't afford it, you actually got an extra $1,550.
Not
because
extra.
That's what you... Because that's what you kept in rent. Now, what you're suing her for damages are $961.
No, Your Honor, I'm asking for very little. I'm only asking for $575 of damages. That's why I brought Larry Betance, because I didn't pay for labor. That's just bare minimum, Your Honor. I didn't even put
Ms.
all
Cuevas,
the damages
I
she
Cuevas,
did.
I actually don't. I'm not buying what you're telling me. I'm not buying what you're telling me. What else?
I have here, Your Honor, this is what she sent me of the original damages initially. She contacted me through a text and said, I need your forwarding address so that I can forward you your security deposit.
May I see that
and
text?
And when she
no,
did,
Your Honor,
this is what she sent
may
me.
I see
I said, I'm going to send you your...
Oh, no, I don't have that. I don't have that.
I was telling her I'm going to send her your security deposit itemization, Your Honor, which is what you have to
I
send.
I want you to all
not
go
security
have
deposit.
A very happy holiday. You got $1,500 from her, and if your husband is going to take care of the labor very, very cheaply, that's very, very good. Next time, if you're going to rent property, take dated pictures of it the day the tenant moves in and the day the tenant moves out. Now, just for my own information, when you moved in, did you put down new carpeting?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you re-rent the house?
I did, but...
Just answer the questions. Did you re-rent the house?
Eventually, yes.
Same month.
When is eventually?
Well, within about a month.
Not
but
even
Your
a
Honor,
month.
Your Honor, she changed the carpet because she wanted to.
It was old and dirty, Your Honor. She did not want to change it.
I must tell you something. You have no sympathy for me. And I usually am very sympathetic towards landlords. Very. Not to you. You got your money from these people. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I just disputed the fact that there was so much damage.
There was little kids' hands on there.
You can clearly see on the pictures there, they speak for themselves that they were not handprints.
And in the bedroom was, there's a hole this big. They put a flat screen TV.
In the bedroom, there were damages from the television holes.
You know, it was just sad.
But that was it. Not 900, not... $1,550 worth of damage.
To go back in there, it's heartbreaking, to be honest.
I'm in property management myself, so I know.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Smith versus Gravel. Step forward.
21-year-old Tyshundra Smith is suing her foster mom, Natalie Gravel, for stealing money from her, including her state checks.
How old are you, Miss Smith?
I'm 21.
Miss Gravel, you were Miss Smith's foster mother for a while, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
For how long?
Since she was 13.
Not true.
If you shout Sorry. Out again, I don't know where you think you are.
Apologize.
Great. Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Having babies is very hard. It's as hard as working. You can get an easier job than you can taking care of a baby. So next time you have to make a choice between having a baby and getting a job, I choose getting a job.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tyshundra Smith says foster mom Natalie Gravel stole money from her.
Now, you applied, Ms. Smith, for Social Security disability.
Yes, ma'am.
At what age?
18.
Why?
My asthma.
And do you currently receive Social Security disability?
As of now, I do. Yes, ma'am.
And how much do you receive?
Now I receive $17 monthly. When the case first happened, the situation, I was receiving $545.
Now, it is your claim that the first check that you received was a check that had accumulated payments to you. So that check was $2,200 and change.
Yes, ma'am.
And Miss Revelle had it made direct pay to her account.
Yes, ma'am.
And she only gave you half of that check.
Yes, ma'am.
So you want the other half of the check?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you agree to let Miss Revelle have the check direct deposited into her account?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
How did that come about?
The day that the check was going into her account on September the 3rd, she called me after she had already done it.
Were you living with her at the time?
No, ma'am.
Were you staying with her?
No, ma'am.
Well, then how could she have had any information whatsoever about the...
She has all my information from the time I was in foster care, all my information, Social Security number, my child's information, everything.
Not true,
Your Honor. Just a second. You have a child?
I have two. I just had a newborn 2 weeks ago.
That's not true, Your Honor. Yes.
Just let me understand this.
Yes.
You have two children. How old are they?
I have a 7-year-old and I have an almost 2-week-year-old. He was born December the 7th.
And where do they live?
Well, my oldest son stays with his grandmother.
So the baby lives with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Who else lives with you?
My godmother.
And what does she do for a living?
She cooks at a nursing home.
So she works?
Yes, ma'am.
So you take care of the baby yourself?
Yes, ma'am. As far as diapers, formula, and everything, I take care of them.
Then my question is, why are you getting disability?
Ma'am?
You take care of an infant? That's really hard work. I remember taking care of an infant. That's harder work than most jobs. So my question is relatively, how can you take care of a baby if you're too disabled to work?
I can't work. I mean, I tried. Every job I get, I basically have to quit because of my asthma. I end up having an asthma attack at work or something slight like that. And I end up getting pregnant and just recently had a baby. It's hard.
Well, getting pregnant, you don't end up getting pregnant because you can't work.
No, that has nothing to do with it. I can work. It's just hard staying on a job for a long amount of time.
Well, it's hard for most people to work, but that doesn't mean you apply for disability. Disability is a whole different thing. Disability means that the federal government and the people of this country believe that you are too sick to work. People who are too sick to work usually can't take care of an infant, can't take care of the rigors of a house. Don't put your hand up. I'm not interested in your hand. Do you understand?
Yes,
don't put your hand up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I'm going to take care of this case very fast.
Yes.
Because right now I'm telling you I'm unsympathetic over here. Now, just tell me why you think you're entitled to half her money that the government gives her.
Me and her had an agreement. I pay her life insurance. She has COPD.
What does she need life insurance for?
Because they have had to resuscitate her.
What does she need?
Because the last time they had to resuscitate her, she was like, I'm going to die, Mom. She called me Mom. I'm going to die, Mom. So I went and got her some life insurance.
Just a second.
Year.
Why does she need? She's 18 years old.
Because she thought she was going to, because nobody has a way to bury her. So you got to have a finance.
Who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy?
Myself. myself.
Good. Listen to me. Listen to me. Unsympathetic to you.
That's right.
So you paid her life insurance, which you were the beneficiary for a foster child. I never heard of something so ridiculous in my life. Put your hand down. What else do you think she owes you for other than life insurance that you took out on your foster child when you were the beneficiary?
I've helped her on several occasions.
Who cares? Who cares?
With
you
everything.
Can't keep her money. Well, you can't keep her money. Actually, you can't keep my money. Or you can't keep Bird's money, Miss Revelle.
Well, I don't owe her.
You're $1,100. Judgment for the plaintiff. You know what? Having babies is very hard. It's as hard as working. You can get an easier job than you can taking care of a baby. So next time you have to make a choice between having a baby and getting a job, I choose getting a job. That's
thank
all.
You. Thank you.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Don't have anything bad to say about it. I wish her well.
Miss Revelle felt that she wasn't entitled to pay me back.
We're raising those two kids and get a job.
I pressed charges. I went forth with pressing charges.
Get off disability like she said.
Because I didn't give her permission to get my money deposited into her account.
Lies again. But it is what it is.
We haven't talked since this happened and I'm better off.
Oh, we have washed our hands. My family have washed their hands with her.
Time for me to go my own way.
You know, you have to be careful and mindful of who you help.